And we have a very, very special guest today, Irina Gladushenko. She's a very special lady. She was born in the USSR and migrated to Australia in 1995. And she worked as a senior professional in information technology for over 20 years. So it's very experienced. But she always been interested in energy and discovered Nature Care College in 2009 and the Diploma of Energetic Healing. And now she's lecturing as a trainer with all of us, which we are very blessed. So she's an active member of the Global Community of Energetic Healers and director and co-created the International Energetic Healing Association, which is a very powerful association. It's now 21 years old. And last year, Irina and the energetic team from the association managed an incredible project where 52 authors co-created the Unfolding Journeys, Ways to Connect, an amazing book, which I very strongly invited to connect with. And Irina will today introduce the anthology concept as a co-creative project. And she will introduce the Unfolding Journeys, Ways to Connect book. So without further ado, please join me to welcome Irina. All yours, Irina.
Thank you. Thank you. Feel very, very blessed. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, I feel very, very blessed to finally meet some of you, your beautiful community. I have heard about you guys for 10 years. I've been a silent member on the Facebook since your last conference, I think. I was meant to come to the conference and it didn't work, but I hope I'll make it next time around. So a bit of a connection. So because it's all about connectedness right nowadays, and connection, a restoring connection after the shock that all of us collectively have experienced. So bringing it to the context, I've met Martin at Nature Care College as my trainer, and she was the one who made me believe that it's real, that all these things that we used to be or learn or be curious about, kind of as an underground concept, so very taboo subjects back in the USSR, they were all there. You know, I started yoga practice about like 13 years ago and yoga philosophy. That's how I got into kind of the space. And then someone told me about the beautiful cafe across the road where I worked in Crow's Nest, the vegan cafe. They go, oh, you might enjoy it in your lunch break. I was working in the IBM building at the time. And yeah, I did go. And then I was like looking through all the brochures. The one that resonated with me was called A Journey of the Soul. So I enrolled, and that's how the journey started for me. And it's no coincidence that our book is also called The Journey, Unfolding Journey. Let me share my screen. A bit of fiddling. How to organize your screens, yes. Can you see my screen okay? Yeah. So this is tuning it in to co-create. So with Martin's blessing, about 3.5 years ago, I was on the bus and she rang me and she said, I feel that you're the next head of the association, because the current president was retiring, so she wanted to go away from the duties already. And then When I said with whether or not to take it, it was no, no, no. And then yes, big yes came through as a, you know, as a pendulum work, as a dowsing concept. But then when I tuned in into the title itself, what's my mission with the company, with the association, it was the co-creation. So I had very little concept of what it could mean. You know, because I was on the board of the association, and it was very formal constitution meetings, members, and the rest of it. But the co-creation was very different concept, which I absolutely loved. Can you see my full screen, or you can just you see your yeah, it's good. I just wanted to open a floor to start with, and just hear from everyone what is. What is co-creation for you? What does it mean for you? If anyone wants to. And why is it important right now?
It's like sharing into that creation. It's like the power of more people than one. Like the team creating.
Yes, doing things in community and everyone contributing to the ideas so that it's not just one person making the decisions.
It's like bringing something from the unformatted to the formatted. So to the unseen to the seen. So we can bring our dream forward and turn them into something real. Instead of being unmanifested, we can bring the power to manifest them. And co means we can do that jointly. So it's not just one person's dream, but actually a group of people's dream who share the same vision for the future or for any project they want to participate in.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. What about the spiritual connotation of it? If we were to look from at the word as the at the essence of it spiritually, what is behind it spiritually?
Standing up for the truth. Standing up for the truth and being brave enough to do that. And when we do it with other people, it becomes much more powerful.
I suppose for me, it's leaving some space for divine. Sometimes we orchestrate our lives and our goals and micromanage everything without leaving that space. So inviting and making deliberate connections with whoever the divine is for us. And, yeah, allowing that space for to be moved and to the flow where we're meant to be.
Yeah.
I think it would be co-creating with the group consciousness of love.
Beautiful. Like the goosebumps are arriving right now. I feel we're cooking something here.
Love is a very powerful emotion. One of the it's really the most powerful emotion to create with. It's much stronger than fear, much, much, much stronger.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. And we'll just continue. So my take on it is I love this this little offering that we see everywhere in Bali when we go, right? And I like how they have this race in that. Yeah, so to me, it feels like all of us are bringing something in, a particular essence, a particular element of the collective consciousness with us, right? So, and that's what channeling is. We channel through our perfect and our unique instrument. But I feel the bigger call is now to actually transmute back. But when we just transmuting back on our own, we give that much, right? When we creating something together and bringing our uniqueness, each our uniqueness as, you know, as one plate, kind of as one making one dish or one offering, like in this case in Bali, then we can send back a fuller picture. How incredible is that, you know, for the from the creator's point of view, how blessed are we to be able to do this, and how blessed are we to live in the times when we are able to do that. So today, to use our anthology, just because it's very close to my heart, and it's a very recent project that is completed. Now it still has the stages, a few stages to go through, but it was truly the essence of co-creation. In the end, that's why I chose it as our example, as to reflect on co-creation aspects. So I'll introduce our book, and then I'll share step-by-step manuscript production. So if any of you have questions in the future, I'm on your Facebook, always please ask. I have plenty of connections as a result of this project, and the, you know, any guideline for anyone who is writing their own book as well. And then we'll have some play with this story writing at the end. How does it sound? Is that suitable? Not too childish, childlike, but not childish.
Sounds fun.
Wonderful. Okay, so the first one. So this is our association. So it's the sun behind that project that lead the way and pave the way and hold the container for the project. So
we cannot see the slide.
You cannot see the slide?
I mean, you haven't changed. Sorry.
Okay. Can you see it now? Sorry, I paused. Thank you for picking me up. So that's the logo, and that's the how our association is, what it is all about, really. It's all about raising the consciousness and supporting the growth, personal, professional, collective. The idea of the book, which arrived not as just a book, it arrived like a big chunk, came in one of those events. So we have monthly event like you guys do. It's called Healers Connect. So we do have a Facebook community, and we have the monthly event with the same name. What we do, we focus on different aspects, and together we sit and see what in meditation and see what's wanting to emerge. And it was one of those where we just purely sat with the energy. It was a quieter one, just a few people in there, and someone was trying to facilitate meditation for the very first time publicly. So she does it with the her group, but it was online the first time for her, and she was a bit nervous. But when she got into it, it became a super powerful experience for all of us. In the energy, we all could clearly feel the energy of the specific kind of texture. Is like a bouncy ball, like ball with a bit of a liquidity. It's not the solid energy, but it was just that yummy, but also very sizzable, you know, energy that came through. And it was for the initiative, it was called. And that's how I felt when it came through. And oh my god, it was like a conference, it was the book, it was the set of cards, it was the course curriculum, it was like all of it. And the numbers, the digits that came through, it was 1001, and it was somehow linked with the Arabian tales, Arabian Nights, and Shekharizada tales. So all about sharing our stories in order to enlighten the others, or to get others help to reconnect with themselves, with their essence. So that was the main aim of the whole thing as it came through. So anyway, so that's how I felt. But then the magic happened, and the team has come together. So this is our core team. So at IHA, at the association, we have this very special department, the team that is called Energy Team. And we, again, we meet regularly. We'll look at different aspects of what's happening with organization. Martin and myself were part of the Shine Collective Energy Team, and that's how we, the concept was burst the first time. First time we've kind of developed it and created it together. And one of our members at the time, Nash, he said, you know, in 5 years' time, every organization, every body of the collective will have the energy team. And we remember, yes, Martin, we remember how strongly it resonated for all of us. Like, we go, oh my God, this is exactly why we've been trained and conditioned, and that's why we're getting together, you know. Like, sometimes it feels a bit awkward, like, you know, the meeting, especially online nowadays. But this is the purpose we'll be called to do this thing. So the team has expanded. So from 4 people, it became quite a solid team, as you see here, and the work started. So we've together we sat with the energy, and we kind of prioritized, and we felt in what feels like low hanging fruits in the marketing terms, you know, what is the first one to be burst, to be actioned on, so without getting too overwhelmed. So conference felt super heavy at the time, so we parked it, and it's just emerging now, the conference, for us. But the book was there, so we knew the book was the first one to work with. So this is a little bit of how we work as energy team, and Martin, please contribute if I miss something. So we focus on the new energy, whatever it is, whatever is presented on the day. So we, you know, we've done the time frame, the priorities. Then we focused on the association itself, and we doused with, under Martin's wise guidance, of how beneficial it would be for the association, you know, like from 1 to 10, and then we felt into what resources would require that we have already or we don't have, and we need to getting them. So the biggest resource obviously was monetary, the financial support. You would know it as the community organization. So that's when COVID started. We planned it all before COVID, and then COVID started, and suddenly we were eligible for JobKeeper, and that's where the whole, it was to the cent. The project cost was to the cent what we've got from the government, from the subsidy, for the resource from the financial support point of view. So then we each focused on our own energy and stayed true to whether or not the project has a resonance, inner resonance with us, and whether we do have a capacity to take part in this this time around. And also on the contributing part, whether or not you contribute a story as well. I guess, okay, I'll I'll talk about it a bit later. And then first on a fully focused on the book project from that on. So we kind of tried to visualize it, see how, you know, how it's already manifested. How does it look? What it has. So the ideas that came through initially were that it has the shorter stories, so up to 555 was our maximum number, between 444 and 555 was the lengths of each story, and how many stories we were aiming for. 100, we ended up with 60. And so the other part of the book was the map. One of the energy team member clearly saw the map of some sort, but she couldn't give us more details. So that's what Elise saw. So there was our work into deepening. And then the production has started. So this quote came up, just kind of came through me to for the book, as the blessing for the book. And the name of the custodian has arrived. So our book had a custodian, Jane, who was happily accepted the challenge, even though she was facing her own challenge at the time, like really, you know, kind of rocky time with her health. But this role she believed was very beneficial for her healing as well. So holding the energy for the book for the whole team was quite healing for her. So this is the invitation that we crafted and sent to everyone. So it kind of starts from the, as a spiral, as the Fibonacci sequence. So we, you have to think about the background and then who's the hero, heroine, motivation, disruption, obstacles, who is the mentor, quest, how did you celebrate victory, what learnings. And then there was the point of difference for our book, the way to connect. How did they connect? You know, if they were to put it in one word, what would that be? What that connection flavor would be, you know, very specific. So this is the actual invitation that went out together with the visual for all the different types of learners. It had to be something that is already integrated, even though it could be traumatic or, upsetting or, any story, life story that is a real life challenge could be included. It's not all about the fluffy and soft. But it had to be integrated already into your life experience. So then when we called out, when we put call out, so that's what we were hoping for, the beautiful waterfalls, and that's what we got in the reality. Guess whose story arrived first? Everyone had to also give a couple of number of the chapters between 0 and 100 just to make the order of the chapters easier for us, not needing to do it. So anyone can guess whose story was the first one to arrive? Yeah? Wild guesses? You know the person. So Martine's story is number one. So she's she was the anchor for the book. You know, when first stories arrived, you kind of can't uncommit of publishing it. You have to go with the project. There's no turning. This is a turning point for the book production, for the manuscript. That's the process we went through. So we collected the stories. So this story was sent in a special template. We would ask authors, as you saw, a couple of numbers for the chapter number that they connect with. The contract was there to sign that, just to avoid any conflicts, not so much for us, but for the, you know, our or protect ourselves as the publication. Authors pretty much are encouraged and commit to this production and not to include this story for until it's imprinted anywhere else. So they could use it in their programs going forward, but they couldn't until the book actually hit the print. So then we, the point of difference, I feel, for our project was the opportunity to offer the truly energetic mentoring. So the initial editorial and initial kind of proofread was in that very energetic and very tuned in format done by Jenny, our mentor, Jenny Fitzgerald. So she has experience with the language, working in a library for many, many years. And then we had the beautiful resource added up, Tanya, who is who knows her language, you know, so much. And she is absolutely virtuoso when it comes to categories and keywords and stuff. But we wanted to, the keywords be very meaningful. So we asked each author to provide us two types of keywords, two sets of keywords. One was ways to connect, what connection types they think they're talking about in their story. And also we looked at how the human condition is described currently in the, you know, from the in psychology, in a kind of mainstream, and it was very limited. So it was about just under 200 keywords that were used. There were, I think there was the longest list I found, but we've created one that is closer to 800, so like different human condition. And it was a very subtle difference between the key ways to connect and the keywords representing human condition. But we've done it with the help of the tools and the tuning in and the lots of work on behalf of the team. So it was another team sub-project happening. And then we had the editorials and review. So we've collected. It was important to bring the manuscript together and review it as the whole. So the editor, professional editor, was working on that and giving us feedback, working with the authors, rewriting, changing, and editing. So it all kind of makes it one body of work. And then at the end, the map, oh, I do have a book here, thanks God, I didn't prepare earlier. So at the end, let me just see myself and so I can show it to you. So at the end, so it started to look, the print result looks like that. So the stories are here by everyone. And then the second half of the book became the symbols. It was, it became 157 symbols we've got for the ways to connect. So we found the quote that resonated with each of the symbols. And it has like a map. Structure, can you see? So it has the chapters. So the symbol, the name, the quote, and then the chapters that mention or talk about this particular way to connect. So one of the examples is here for writing. So that's a symbol that came through for writing. And that's what we're going to do. So we'll take... So from now on, it's no more my arena. So it's all about you. Hopefully you all have notes and notebook and a pen. I would like you to do to create two sets of things, so two columns. You could, if you could, divide your page into halves. So first column would be five challenges with the connection, the challenges you experience with connecting, or the disconnect you've experienced along the way. Just name five of them, please. Is it clear, or do you need to say it in other ways?
You mean five situation where we had trouble connecting?
Yes. Or we lost connection, or we lost the face, lost the trust, things like that.
Do you mean with other people, or with what? Connecting with what?
It could be other people, but it as a reflection of yourself. But we generally are. It's more interesting when it's about yourself, your own experience with the source, with the divine, whichever you call it, with your internal organs. Like in my case, anything. Any type of disconnect that you consider to be a major disconnect.
Okay. Right.
Just one more minute, so whatever is flowing or not. You can always do it in your own time if it's not happening right now. Doesn't need to be that serious. Looking at some of your faces, look very serious. We're not doing the doctors yet, not today. Something cheerful, maybe. Just a good thing that you've done. You've been there, you've done that, and it's now integrated into your life experience, and you're still here and still very present and beautiful. I'm very connected. Okay, we're ready to move to the next one. Yeah. Okay, let's move to the next one. So this is the second column. I invite you to describe five tools that you've used to reconnect, not necessarily in that situation, but any tools that come to mind, with a little bit of description, so up to 20 words, please. Just one more minute. If you've got less, that's okay as well. So you can always do it in your own time later. It's just an exercise that I find very helpful. Okay, and so the last part of the exercise is to see the two columns side by side and feel which one, or maybe does, which one from the first column can connect with the one, just pick one from each column and make them into a little paragraph. Or the whole story, if you want. So we have about 5 minutes for that. Just see what comes up for you. or maybe something completely different comes. Just write a paragraph about the connection as you understand it, as you experienced it. Just one more minute. Let's wait for everyone to complete. Do we look ready? Do we look puzzled? We look hidden. So before I close the PowerPoint and they stop sharing my screen, I would like to thank you all for listening and for supporting energetically our book as well. And I hope that you will have one yourself as a community. You'll co-create your own chapter book. But let me stop. So I'll stop share so we all can see each other. How was it? Anything that anyone wants, so we have time. So this is the free roaming. Anyone had their life work, the masterpiece emerging through this exercise? Please share anything. Anyone has struggled, also please share anything at all. Open floor. And I give the chair hat back to Patricia. Thank you so much.
Martine will run the meeting. I'm just the Zoom person. But thank you, Irina. Thank you. And I think, look, I'll start with a share. I think it was just nice, you know, to have a directed activity where we take time to contemplate connections, contemplate challenges, and how through connections we've largely overcome them or on a road to overcoming them. So, I really found it valuable. So thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Don't be shy. I've heard you're not shy. Please share.
Thank you, Irina. That was very beautiful to just to have these two columns and reconnect them. I used one example of finishing my second book, and the tools I used to connect is like reconnecting with my purpose, with the why, and reconnecting with my heart to reconnect with the energy of why I'm doing it. And then once I'm really more deeply connected, everything flows. So it's like the connection is very important. To stay in that connection is absolutely vital when you have a project of any kind, to have that energy connection. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Martin.
Irina, have you used that process with like a complete different project or different context in your life, just to give some more ideas?
I've learned the process, unfortunately, after we've done our anthology, and I really connected, but to actually facilitate the project management of the book, It was very helpful to see where it needs to go, to even sort through the covers, through the images. All that was good in relation to the book. But I have also used that in a personal project, like a small project. Like the way how I wanted my plants, I think, was one of my little projects. So I've used the same process, you know, what needs to go for to support so what each of them. So I would write the tools, the type of support that I need on the right-hand side, and then the different options on the left-hand side, and then match them and say, okay, so you are good. The plants is what I need right now. Anyone else would like to share? So you can read out the paragraph that came through. No?
Maybe it might be interesting to in breakout rooms or something to discuss, like, what's the key challenge for us in this moment in the world, and what will be the way to connect or overcome that challenge? Like, what is it that we need to connect with?
Do you have the option of breakout rooms here? I can't see it.
We should have.
Patricia might, yeah.
I can put them in breakout rooms. It's just, if we're going to do that, we just need to remind people. I think I might have it in my PowerPoint. Let me just check. Sorry.
I mean, all they have to do is click join when you...
Yes, they do. You're right. Yeah.
Nothing much to do.
Yeah, I just had the picture that had it there, but you're right. So
only click.
Yeah. Well, there's... 30 breakout, there's 30 participants. I could make 9 breakout rooms, and people would be put into a breakout room of about 3 or 4 people.
Yep.
And as Martine said, the only thing that pops up on your computer is a little blue button that says join. It's like walking to another room. So by pressing that button, you're automatically taken into another room, which is private. You don't have to do anything else. I basically close the rooms and you automatically come back to this space. You don't have to do anything. Mm. So if that's okay, I'm happy to just have a go at that.
I mean, what do you think, Irina? What would you?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, the at least smaller group discussion is always good for these things.
So I'll make 8 breakout rooms, so it will automatically put people together. Oh, that we're going down. People are leaving. I'll make 7. We'll see you soon. How long do we want in the breakout room? About 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yes.
Okay. All right. I'll see you soon.
See you. Any questions, anything before I disappear?
There was one question in the comments, the chat.
Mm-hmm.
What does a language specialist do, Sally?
So it was just the way I've written it, I think, my Russian way of writing it. So we were fortunate, very blessed, is having someone who is very attuned energetically to the community needs, but also is very, very skilled with the language. So that blend, that alchemical blend, was very useful for the mentor role in the project.
And Amelia had a question.
Yes, I was going to ask if Sylvia wouldn't mind sharing. She was just starting to tell us about her CD that she produced some time ago called Reconnects. If she's willing to share.
You're muted.
You have to unmute.
Yeah, and it was just a coincidence because it was called Reconnect. That's the name of the CD. We Reconnect Whisperings from the Heart. So anyone who's on any platform can have a look at it or have a listen to it. Platform like Spotify or but
so maybe you can type it in name of CD.
Oh yeah.
In the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just it's a quite a personal journey, but it's about reconnecting with your own higher source, I guess, through all the normal everyday stuff that happens in life, just to remember that that's there. So if you want to just have a look, I'll type it in, and it's on Spotify, so it's free to listen to, so or YouTube or any of those. I've got, it's fairly old now, it was 2015, and I've got a lot of new music since then, but not in a CD form yet, so but you would find it if you went to Spotify. I'll just put that in. But thank you. It was just a comment. That was a coincidence. Well, not coincidence, but that was my reconnect. So I'll just put that in here. But thanks for your interest, Amalia.
We didn't know you liked music. That's beautiful.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
There you go. Oh, and of course with my name.
Lovely. Thank you.
Pleasure. Is the actual title track is a little bit boppy, but the rest of it's fairly low-key. First people I gave it to ask to review it for me before it was published. Oh, I never got to the end of it. I fell asleep. So, well. So.
Thank you.
Sorry, Janice, I found the cord.
Oh, well, I wondered what happened to you, David. Suddenly you'd vanished. I'm glad you found your cord.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I've been doing it. I've been removing the energy blocks. Thank you. It's good. Yeah, good. Really yeah. Good. I'm doing it on the cat now.
Yeah. Our cats like negative energy. Did you know that?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So should I be putting negative energy into her or something?
Well, sending it from you to the cat.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll try and get my head around that one. Thank you.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm really not sure that's true about cats liking negative energy.
I think they often sit on places of negative energy, but whether they maybe they're transforming it, I don't know. They could be transforming it with purring or something, you know.
There's two of us in this house who meditate, and the cat, it's not our cat, it's a neighbor's cat.
Oh.
Stay with us most days, and she'll come straight into your lap if you're meditating.
Oh. It's true.
That's maybe we're fooling ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they also like comfort cats. They do choose, I think, a bit. Yeah.
I think they're very intuitive, though.
Very intuitive.
Very tuned into energies, really. Energies.
Yeah.
Okay. Feels like I did some saging here, and it feels like the smoke is traveling really nicely, very, you know, free, and it feels like the road is open for all of us. And let's tell each other stories, let's create, let's share, let's co-create, the most importantly. And and just knowing that we are so resourceful, we have those resources in us and in our friends, in our community. So it's a real honor to be with all of you and to put the faces to names with some of you. Very exciting.
Irene, can people buy the anthology? Where is it available?
Yes, Martin will always have the spares when you have a face-to-face meetings, like just talk to Martin. So they for when we do, so what happens, we have 52 authors and each author has their own style of launching or book launch. Mm-hmm. So we had one in yoga studio and it feels this one is Martin's version of the book launch. And yeah, so we'll work with Martin. So we always sell them for $20 at the book launch. So if anyone, just let Martin know and she'll organize it with me.
Okay. Yep, and I'll get the books. I have some to show you and then we can get more.
Yeah. We've got supplies and we can order the print anytime.
Yeah, they're very fascinating stories. I mean, it's just like because they are really authentic and like really live through it, like, and they come from all different angles, all different contexts. It's just fascinating book. Just to get inspired. Mm. No, you always remember stories. You don't. Next one, stories you never forget. But it's a powerful book for that.
Yeah. So, Martin, will you bring some to the next meeting?
Yes, definitely. Okay. And Irina, do you want to share one story, like a short story, just to give them an idea?
Yes, please. Go.
Yeah, sounds great.
Which one? So I'll go through the
book and see what comes up.
Maybe a short one.
How about I just read the foreword by the custodian? Just feels, I feel drawn. It's a short one. In the beginning, we had one word. That was love. With the same letters that make the word love, we can make the word evolve. This is what we are doing when we allow active healing to take place within our beings. For some, it's not that easy. It's almost as if some of us were born with pre-ordered settings to make things difficult. I can relate to that. Why would this be so? I believe it is so that we may evolve as much as possible for our soul's benefit. I also believe we have life lessons to learn, and through those difficult circumstances, we may find ourselves in a better position to learn those life lessons. I'm honored to be the custodian of the Unfolding Journeys Ways to Connect book. I thank you for taking the time to read, reflect upon, and perhaps imbue the energy of the stories within. I hope that they may inspire, heal, and entertain you. With love, may you evolve. By Jane Woods, the custodian.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and then all the stories have something so special. It's just incredible. Yeah.
So, my story has accidentally been put on Spotify as well. So the podcast on a podcast, the podcast name is Amber's Tales. So that the story behind is that my friend lost her cat recently, I brought her a book as the to support her, to give her some of her Amber's support. And so she just had a calling. She's very ill, so she's been bedridden for 10 years plus, a young person. And she just had this burst to record my story because she knew I'll give her permission. Yeah, she will record a few more, she thinks, from the book. If authors are agreeing, but we will have the podcast as well. The podcast is coming next year with the interviews and stuff.
What was the name of the podcast, Leah?
Amber's Tales, I think.
Can you write it?
Let me just find it.
How do you spell Amber?
You got it?
No. How do you spell Amber?
A-M-B-E-R.
Or Amber.
Can't see it here. It has the cat eye as the logo, as the image.
Mm. Okay.
Let me just quickly see if I have the link to it. No, not straight away. No, can't see it. If I find it, Martin, I'll send you a link.
No problem. Wow. Any questions for Irina about using this process or about anything that you are, you know, trying to create or thinking of creating, and or any questions? This is your opportunity. Anyone has a project like in mind for next year? Be anything.
I think Jim looks like he has one in mind. He went into a deep reflection there. Yep. Do you have a project, Jim? David?
I've hooked up with a publisher from England. And I'm just putting together stuff that I've collected over the years.
Wonderful.
So that's just started now. So that's, it's all to do with healing, basically. Right from healing the house to healing the person.
Is that with dowsing? David?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just writing up stuff and she's then putting it into language that other people can understand. Yeah. Make it easy reading. Yeah. And that's just happened out of the blue. She arrived in New Zealand and we happened to meet at a meeting and yeah, it's gone from there.
Enjoy every second of it. The process is as valuable and as healing as the book, as the result itself.
Yes, well, the interesting thing is you have a look through the stuff you've got and you think, oh, yeah, look at all this. Yeah, I mean, it's far too much for a book, but you just take out bits and pieces. But I can just send a just a few words on a subject and she puts it into, makes sense of it, and it's good. I mean, I could never write a book myself.
It's a good title for the book. I could never heal, I could never forgive, I could never write the book. Great titles, very catchy from the marketing perspective. Publisher would say, jump on it. Thank you for sharing. It's beautiful to hear.
What's Irina, the person that's in bed for 10 years, what's her first name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Would you like me to send her a healing?
She's very, very, very grateful, young lady. Thank you so much. I'll let her know.
First thing I'm going to do is heal the house. There's quite a problem in the house. Yeah. And then I'll go from there. That'll be good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay.
Sounds like a wonderful Christmas present. And actually, the book will make a wonderful present. I mean, you can buy the book from Amazon anywhere, right?
Yeah. A booktop, yeah. There might be even cheaper prices there, you know, how they work. It's, check it out. See what works for you.
Because that will be a wonderful Christmas present.
It's a good point. And like if you are buying it for someone overseas, the postage is unbearable. That's why we have it with the mainstream publishers.
Yeah, I think beautiful. Any other comment or sharing?
I feel like I need to leave you guys to thank you for the hospitality and leave. So you stay as a community for your final the year end kind of bouncing. And blessings, but I'm so thankful, so grateful. Thank you for your invitation, Martin.
Thank you.
Your encouragement. If you invited me like 3 years ago, I remember how I was like.
Thank you so much, Irina. It was wonderful, beautiful timing with Christmas to remind us about sharing, creating and connecting. Very beautiful time and bringing us that wonderful book that we can also share with others for Christmas. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful Christmas yourself.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.